I'm Sean Power reporting. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley paid a visit to Schuster Company yesterday morning in Lamar's, touring the company's headquarters and sitting down for a Q&A session with President Steve Schuster, Vice President Jeff Arntz, Schuster employees, and local community leaders and media. Grassley says Schuster is an example of an exceptional Iowa-based business.
I guess the same way that when I started out today at Midwest Flying in Sheldon, they're one of only five companies in the country that have jets that fly transplants from one part of the country to the other part of the country. It's exceptional. So being here is another showing of exceptionalism in Iowa.
Schuster celebrated its 70th anniversary last week, with the family-owned company having hauled for local businesses like Wells and Baumgars for decades. Vice President Arntz says those local partnerships have helped to fuel growth for the company.
Schuster has grown right along with Baumgars, right along with Wells. You know, Wells has grown immensely over the last, 70 plus years, but when we bought our first reefers in the 80s, said Schuster continued to grow as Wells continued to grow. We started hauling for Baumgars when they had 10 stores. They now have 190, and we're still hauling for them to the majority of those stores every day. So it's local partnerships, local growth supports local growth, and those dollars then stay in this area, which can contribute to more growth.
Since the company's founding in 1956, Schuster has grown to support over 470 drivers and owner-operators, hauling a quarter of a million tons of freight across the country every year. Plymouth County authorities have taken a suspect into custody who was wanted for an alleged assault that took place on Monday morning. 59-year-old Kelly Bivens of Sioux City was arrested on Monday evening and charged with willful injury, a Class C felony, burglary in the third degree, a Class D felony, and theft in the second degree, a Class D felony. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office say they received a report of an assault in the area of Highway 12 and K-18 South, where deputies and Akron Ambulance found an injured 69-year-old man that had been assaulted while inside of his vehicle. Deputies were initially told that the suspect had fled on foot, but a resident in the area told officers that a person with a bicycle was on their property. A perimeter was established with the assistance of Iowa State Patrol, the Woodbury County Sheriff's Office, and the Sioux City Police Department, but the suspect wasn't found after a 3.5-hour search. Bivens was eventually arrested around 6 p.m. on Monday after being found walking alone near the Plymouth-Woodbury County line. He is scheduled to appear at a preliminary hearing on July 9th and will remain in the Plymouth County Jail on $20,000 bond. Fairway Stores is partnering with Variety, the children's charity, to conduct the 10th annual Roundup at the Register from June 29th through July 18th at all Fairway Store locations. During the campaign, customers can round up their purchase to the nearest dollar or make an additional donation at checkout to support Variety's mission of improving the lives of children who are underprivileged, at risk, critically ill, or living with special needs. Funds raised through the Fairway Roundup will help provide adaptive mobility equipment for children living with special needs, while also supporting impactful programs and grants that expand opportunities for children in need. Shoppers can participate in Roundup at the Register until July 18th at all Fairway locations. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.